The Retropod podcast is sponsored by T. Rowe Price. Are you looking to learn a thing or two about getting your finances in order, saving, and investing? Check out The Confident Wallet, a personal finance podcast series by T. Rowe Price and the Washington Post Brand Studio. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. The Winter Olympics is here. And so are, to my mind, some of the bravest and possibly most insane athletes in the world. Though some people are partisan to the Summer Olympics, the swimming, the diving, the gymnastics, I've always been a Winter Olympics guy. The bobsled, the luge, the downhill skiers. These athletes are literally hurling their bodies at great speeds for great distances for nothing more than pride. Pride in their country, pride in their bravery, pride in sheer survival. But of all these athletes, the ones who are, to me, most clearly engaging in a possible act of suicide are the ski jumpers. Shooting down that huge ramp on their long skis, then taking off like birds, flying more than 800 feet in the air, and then landing, actually landing on 2 feet and not dying. Incredible. So where on earth did this sport come from? Not surprisingly, it all began with some guy who wanted to show off for his buddies. His name was Ola Rai, and he was from Norway, a very cold country that has always excelled in the Winter Games. It was 1808. Rai was an officer in the Norwegian army. One day, in the dead of winter, he wanted to show his men how well he could ski, and, of course, how brave he was. So Rai found a hill that looked similar but somewhat smaller than the hills Olympians jump from today. He went up, zoomed down on 2 skis, and soared about 30 feet. Word spread around the country, and eventually the notion of flying through the air on 2 skis and miraculously not dying took hold as a sport in Norway, then throughout Europe, and then in the United States. Ski jumping became so popular that the Ringling Brothers even added it to the circus. And when the very first Winter Olympics was held in 1924, ski jumping was one of the 6 sports included, although it was just for men at the time. There wasn't a women's event until 2014. You'll never guess who dominated Olympic ski jumping early on. Yes, the Norwegians. They won the first 6 gold medals from 1924 to 1952. 2 of those gold medals were won by a fellow named Birger Ruud, who has one of the most incredible stories in Olympic history. Ruud was a pioneer in ski jumping. He was one of the earliest jumpers to use the V method, now standard today, leaning the torso forward in the air to make a V shape with the skis. He won gold medals in 1932 and 1936. Then World War II began. Ruud was part of the Norwegian resistance movement, a vocal and influential opponent of Adolf Hitler and the Germans. He was locked up in a concentration camp, his promising career seemingly cut short. Ruud survived the war, and in 1943, after he was released, he became a coach for Norway's ski jumping team. He was in his mid-30s then, old age for a ski jumper. Still, he dreamed of jumping again. Who wouldn't? What athlete, brave enough to take such leaps, wouldn't want another shot? At the 1948 Olympics, Ruud got his chance. It's the stuff of Olympic legend. He was listed as the team's alternate jumper, meaning he'd jump if someone was injured or disqualified. The night before the competition, Ruud couldn't stop thinking about competing one more time. He was the Michael Jordan of ski jumping in Norway. If Michael Jordan wants to shoot hoops, you let him shoot hoops. Ruud wanted to jump, so Norway let him. Ruud landed in 2nd place, a silver medal. He won 2 gold medals in the Olympics' most insane and dangerous sport. He survived a concentration camp. But for the rest of his life, he called 2nd place, that silver, his greatest achievement. How's that for Olympic spirit? I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. For more forgotten stories from history, go to washingtonpost.com/retropod.